Paula DeAngelo Show, a unique voice in conservative talk radio, can now be heard irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Paula DeAngelo.
Some things never change. Some things never change. I was really thinking I was going to be in the studio, but hey, why not start this show off where it all began, in a pickup with a cell phone? I don't have an iPad. At least I'm not in charge of technology tonight, guys. Let's at least give me one. Give me some points for that one. We might have some hope tonight. I might not screw something up. Oh, I'm here to entertain you and get you laughing to forget the madness and the insanity. I can just picture the little minions on their island. You know, they flew their big jets over there because they're green lovers, right? And they're sitting at this big table trying to plot, how do we stop the unstoppable Trump? Irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, encouraging confidence. Hey, I am just a hardworking, tax-paying, roughneck American girl from the love of crude oil that is transplanted back to Minneapolis. I mention oil because if you're new listening to the show tonight, which I'm sure we have many new listeners, that's where I've been for almost 6 years in the oil field. So when you hear me reference it, you'll know what I'm talking about. My only disclaimer, if I offend you, take it to my complaint department. I don't have one, or you can take it to human resources. But I fired her because political correctness is what destroyed this country. But being unpolitically correct is what has brought forth this huge revolution of one man coming forward as a leader that has taken this country by storm. We're going to get to that. But first, a little bit of humor, and I got to take a step back, because could anybody even guess where I was this time last year, besides in my truck? Anyone? Bueller? Guys, we got you here, right? You're live with
in
me.
In the oil field.
We're live. We just aren't very good at guessing tonight.
Come on. I was in Oklahoma, in the Oklahoma oil field. So, you know, this last year has just been, I mean, talk about a roller coaster for the oil industry. My prayers go out to all my friends and family in the oil field as I'm still getting adjusted being in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So last year I was down in Oklahoma City, and I got to tell the story. I'm going to tell a story from the oil field and then back here in Minneapolis. Because a lot of people, you know, I was talking to a friend earlier, and he said, all you talk about is the oil field. Well, you know what? That's what built this radio show. And the radio show actually started 6 years ago. I happened to have called into a radio show, a radio program, Sean Hannity. And, you know, the one suggestion that I made to him 6 years ago was to bring a certain person to this political madness, to stop the madness and the insanity. I asked him to bring Trump. I did, on that very first phone call, and I was laughed at for a long time. Well, we're not laughing anymore, are we? So I was down in Oklahoma this time last year, and I had been to Texas a couple months before that, guys, and I couldn't understand why I had gotten such a different reception in Texas than I had up in North Dakota. So I'd blown in to Cecil's rig, and I was telling them about all these guys in Texas that they didn't live up to the Texas reputation, that they all stared at me with deer in the headlights. And Cecil had said to me, well, you could come running in here with a stick of dynamite lit, and you wouldn't scare me. He said, you got bigger kahunas than half of the guys that come in this rig. Well, I told him, I said, this is when I knew that I needed to leave Texas. I had run from Texas back to North Dakota. Crew dropped again. I got a job with a company in North Dakota, and then they transplanted me down to Oklahoma. So I was telling Cecil, I said, you know, when you leave Minneapolis, when I left, I did not think I was ever coming back here. I never thought I was coming back here. And there's a reason why I make this so obvious in my struggle, because Minnesota is so liberal. And when I left, I had not found the Good Old Boy Network, which I didn't know that that's what I was going to fit into. That's where I belonged. That was my real family and roots. So when I left Minneapolis, I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel like I was leaving home. And leaving North Dakota, though, man, that was the hardest thing. A lot of people have asked me, what is the hardest thing that you endured in the oil field? Eric, I know you would not think that I would say this one, but leaving the oil field was the hardest thing that I endured and faced when I left. And I felt it when I went down to Texas. But when I was down in Texas, so I spent 2 weeks down there, guys, and all these company men are just staring at me like, you know, they don't know what to say. They don't know what to think. And it's miserable. I don't even know how I'm going to run the show down there because I can't get anybody to engage with me, right? So the second week, and I've told this story once before, but I'm telling again because we got a lot of new listeners, and I want them to understand the passion and my desire to make a difference and to get this country on its right path. So my second week, the last Friday afternoon, right, and I'm pulling up to this rig, and I'm just fit to be tied. I can't get anybody to engage with me. I can't get anybody to laugh with me. So I decide to let this company man on my last stop on Friday afternoon have a little understanding of my plight. So I blow in his door, and I look at him, and I said, what is it with all you guys from Texas? I said, you're not living up to this Texas reputation. I said, y'all stare at me. Y'all look at me like I'm just completely nuts. I said, I don't understand it. I have an extreme need to speak. And he looked at me and he said, maybe we don't know what to think of you. And I said, what do you mean what to think of me? I said, well, you haven't seen women before? I said, I heard that there were tons of women sales ladies down in Texas. Now, while I'm doing this, guys, I'm not even conscious of just how comfortable I am in a drilling rig. And my routine, if you will, that I was known for in North Dakota. Because, see, I started my radio show the second month that I had moved to Williston, North Dakota, out of desperation, frustration, and fear, leaving Minneapolis, terrified of what was going to happen economically and politically. My belief was that this country was going to be forever catastrophically, fundamentally changed. And we did not have a leader that was going to come forward and to be able to fight against the machine and the establishment. So my goal, as I picked up and headed out, I at least wanted to find some like-minded people that if the economy crashed, that I would be around those types of people. That's what I understood North Dakota people were, kind of the salt of earth survivalists. So anyway, so as I'm moving towards his computer, see, what I would do when I would go into a drilling rig and meet a new company man, meet anybody new, it didn't matter who you were, I would grab you, give you my card, grab your computer, grab your cell phone, and put in Bella, B-E-L-L-A, D-A-N-G-E-L-O.com, which went to my website. My website hosts the radio show. You click on the listen button. We're changing it because right now it doesn't take you to this show. You have to actually click on this link, but it would take you to the show. Then the company man would know, or the individual, whoever the poor person that I was victimizing that day, demoralizing, aggravating, tormenting, forcing them to pay attention. But they would know that if they spent time with me that day, they would hear about that visit on the show that night. So as I'm going towards his computer and I'm sitting down and I looked at him and I said, by the way, I'm going to need your administrative help today. I need your scanner and your email. And we've got some other functions and some other duties. I got some sales reports and other Mickey Mouse madness to send in. And I need your help because I'm not very technical and I'm certainly not very good at attention to detail. He's just staring at me. And then I said to him, and he said, well, maybe we're a little afraid of you. And I said, afraid of me? I said, is it because I'm so comfortable? I said, you know what? If I had laundry in my truck, I'd throw it in your washer and then in your dryer. If I had If you had lunch in your refrigerator, I'd throw it in your microwave and blow up your microwave. I would leave you laundry to fold and a microwave to clean out so that you would feel loved and wanted, and I will be back. I said, and that's when I looked at him, and I said, I need to go home. And he looked at me, and he said, well, home is the oil field, and at some point we will all move around in other areas, but once you're in the oil field and it's your home, it doesn't matter where you are, you're still part of the family. I've been trying to explain that for a long time to a lot of people and finally kind of catching on, but that's what family is. But so when I told him, I said, I've got to go home, and I went racing back to North Dakota, and you know, it's at some point crude will come back. But people got to understand that's why I talk so much about the oil field, because you guys, Eric, you built the radio show and the humor behind it. And I think I know the first time that I met you, I launched right into the radio show and what I was doing and what I was trying to do. And if you're listening new tonight and you're trying to still understand, well, she doesn't sound like Laura Ingraham. She doesn't sound like Ann Coulter. This is the other thing. And when I explain to people about listening to the Hello Kitty show and some of the other shows, we also have Josh Vermillion on with us tonight, who is president of Students for Trump. We have Aaron Dotty, and I'll let them all introduce themselves. But the difference about this radio show, and when I talked to Kim Taylor today, company man, he's in North Dakota. Now, I can't repeat the conversation because it wouldn't pass one FCC regulation, not one. But Kim said that Gorbachev said to Reagan that Gorbachev wasn't going to go to war with America because American youth was going to destroy this country. And Kim said, my biggest fear is in this revolution that's going on right now, that the youth have embraced socialism and communism and Sanders. And if this were 8 years ago or 20 years ago, he wouldn't even be allowed on the political stage. Now, I was just in the gas station, sitting in the parking lot here where I am broadcasting, and I asked the young man in at the cash register if he was a Sanders guy. And he said, yeah. And I said right away, I said, don't worry. I said, I'm not going to drill you. I said, I have a talk radio program. I gave him my card. And I said, what do you like about Sanders? I said, I am conservative. And he said, well, he doesn't, this is what he said, guys. He doesn't seem like a douchebag. And I said, do you know what socialism or communism is? And he said, you know what? I know nothing about politics. All I know is he just doesn't seem like a douche compared to the rest of them. And I've heard that so much, but what I do defend and what I push back when everybody says, because I had this conversation the other day, I had lunch with a neurologist. He actually, his whole purpose in the meeting was he wanted me, he thought that I would just call Sean up and say, hey, will you put this guy on your show? It doesn't really work that way. But anyways, he was saying, yeah, these millennials, they don't know anything. They don't know any better. I stand my ground all the time, and I ask, what was one of the most fundamental ways that Obama won over the youth? Social media. What do we do on the right to try and get the message out? Well, first of all, the Republican GOP doesn't have a message because they are just, they've joined the other side. We have now one party. We don't have a GOP Republican Party. And as we're watching this, literally, you know, Trump came out and was told from day one that he wasn't going to win. He was laughed at. He's had every attack possible. Romney was on Jimmy Kimmel complaining and crying about the negative tweets he got for attacking Trump. Literally, the elitists got on jets and are some obscure island in this Gecko Island-type meeting, putting together their plans to take Trump down. Carly Fiorini has endorsed Rubio. Jeb is going to come over and cry to Rubio and Cruz. It's going to be one big cry fest of a bunch of Nancy-ass pants. Cry, baby Mary Ann. They're not even men, but what I said to my buddy Wilson. And at some point, all of you three are sitting there going, she hasn't taken a breath yet. No, I haven't.
Bella, this is Aaron. You're absolutely on track, and you're absolutely right. It's a train wreck. It's a train wreck with everybody trying to pull the house down because they're not getting what they want.
Yep. But I say this all the time, and then I am going to actually take a break. I'm going to read some ads before we get into our second segment. Here's the thing. When I started this radio show, I started this radio show because I walked around Minneapolis, and I was terrified. Guys, I was in every manufacturing floor in all of Minneapolis. I am not kidding, because I was the only sales rep for Doherty Employment Group, and I was selling staffing programs. I saw how many illegal immigrants were in all these manufacturing floors. They'd sent me to Chicago. They'd sent me all across this country trying to sell because I couldn't sell here. And I'd been their number one rep for 10 years. And they were sending me all over the place. So I knew how bad this country was. I knew what kind of shape we were in. And then all my neighbors, everybody, even those that were supposedly conservative, said, oh, wait till he comes in, being buried. Hope and change. That's when the economy is going to turn around. That's when housing market is going to come back. That's when, I mean, on and on and on. And I thought I was going to lose my mind. I was so terrified. So by the time I called into Sean Hannity the first time and explained why amnesty was going to have to be embraced because of Obamacare getting shoved down our throats, the second time I went on to Sean Hannity, I drew a parallel of Barry being a sociopath and abuse cycle, because that's what this far-reaching criminal government is an abuse to the people, and it's both parties. And as I said to Wilson earlier, look at who is aligning with who. They're all criminal. That's why Trump is surging. That's why the people are supporting him. And I'm going to slow down and actually try and breathe. I got to read through a couple of commercials, and then we'll get to our second segment. I want to give a shout out. Since I've been back, one of the things that I wanted to do was I wanted to be able to meet people like those that I became friends with in the oil field, the Good Old Boy Network, where you're honest, sincere, and direct. You say what you mean and mean what you say. Very shortly after being here, I met Joe Johnson with Trust Vets. This is an organization. You can give a veteran money, but to get a veteran working is giving him his life and a goal back and helping him get back on his feet. This is an organization you can use nationally. Now, if you want to give your business to a stranger and hope you're going to be treated right, that's one way. If you want to meet really great people, men and women who have served our country, go to trustvets.com. You can search by category. Joe is a tremendous individual, just AAA. If you want to get in touch with Joe because you know somebody that has a business that would like to be represented through trustvets.com, it's like an Angie's List or Craigslist for finding those businesses. Joe can be reached at 612-799-7209. I'll be posting that on my website as well. My website is BellaDeAngelo.com. Also, Lock Lead International, John Henke. John served two tours in Iraq. Tremendous man. He has given studio space to the radio station due to some logistics today. I wasn't able to be in there, but that will be the future home. John recruits only veterans. I asked to be his sales girl, but I'm not a veteran, but I wanted to help him out. He's a great guy, tremendous organization. John can be reached at 763-355-5789. John can also be found through Trust Vets. And I also want to give a shout out to my insurance agent, Aaron Petilla. He is a conservative good old boy, took very good care of me. If you any of your insurance needs, you can also sit and rant with them. We have a really good time ranting. Aaron Petilla is with Northstar Insurance, 952-856-6074. And then I was at roof dancing school today. Yes. I've several jobs. One of them, though, and these are the greatest guys, if you have any damage to roof, windows, or siding, we're coming into the bad storm season, Polar Builders, I will come out, I will roof dance, and you will get the best replacement roof, siding, and windows. Polar Builders, we are GIF Timberline certified. That's where I was at today at class. They can be reached at 952-895-8100. I'm going to breathe, and now I'm going to let all three of you introduce yourself, and then we're going to get into the Trump phenomenon. How about Aaron Doty start?
Okay. First off, it's Aaron Doty. You're pretty close, but I've been called Doty for years, so it's not a big deal. 40 years in the military this year. Ultra-conservative, right-wing, believe in rebuilding our country, getting us back on track, and supporting Trump 100%.
Yeah, it's Eric Olson here in Billings, Montana. Known Bella for a long time. I'm the leader of the Montana Shrug Tea Party Patriots here, a 6,300-member group. I'm also state president of Eagle Forum. Phyllis Schlafly is a heck of a conservative constitutional fighter out there in Missouri, and we support everything she does. And I've done radio shows before with Bella and other people, and I've done a TV show for a year to chase politicians around, so I'm very active trying to turn this country to the right direction.
Thank you, Eric. Josh?
Hey, I'm Josh Grimion. I'm from Houston, Texas, just a senior in high school this year. We'll be graduating in May. I'm the Southeast Texas Area President of Students for Trump, and we're a totally student-led organization. You know, we get students involved with Mr. Trump's campaign and, you know, all different watch parties and events. And we're a nationwide organization. We're in currently over 25 states and with 50 chapters nationwide. So we're just looking to do everything we can to get students involved and get Mr. Trump elected in November.
Thank you, Josh. And Josh, when you say you're just a student, no, you are a fine young man and a patriot and very well-spoken, and glad to have you part of this team. Because, you know, it takes a team effort, and I have to have smarter people around me if I'm going to get to the national syndication level, which is what I'm wanting, in talks with several radio stations right now. But let's get into the heart of all this. You know, when I suggested Trump years ago, I mean, I was laughed at. I was ridiculed. I said, you know, what are you talking about? And, you know, I really supported Romney. I was grossly, grossly disappointed after the first debate. He basically checked out, and then Fox News called him the winner for a whole month before the election. You know, a couple of years ago in the oil field, the reason that the radio show really changed direction dramatically was because, Eric, as you know, so many of us, and, you know, Aaron and Josh, we were fed up, and we didn't believe that we were going to have somebody that could come up against the Clinton machine. I mean, I was basically told to quit doing the radio show because Clinton was a shoo-in. And even if we did get a Republican, you know, a decent one, what do we always do on the right? We fight from within. The thing about the Democrats, they're like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Hell, they're the most well-organized terror group. They will stand behind their leader no matter what. Then we on the right, we get a bunch of haphazard suits with no energy or passion or real plan, let alone no fight in them. And then if I would have said to anybody a couple of years ago, what if we had a businessman that's self-funded, that is not owned by the lobbyists, and can actually get the support of not just those on the right, but he can pull from the left, pull people who have traditionally never voted or not voted and not wanted to vote, quit voting, just walked away from the whole system. And then what if he was managed to create a massive upheaval in the GOP, which needed to happen? Welcome, Donald J. Trump. Josh, why don't you start? Being, you know, I really wanted to lead off a little bit with, the great thing is when I met you through Facebook, so many people tell me that, you know, he doesn't have the support from the very beginning. He wasn't going to get the support. He wasn't going to win. We're on the heels of a really big win last night. We'll dig further into it, talking about trade, jobs, economy, the important things. You know, Trump is so, he's so lambasted for not being conservative, and yet all of his talking points are conservative talking points. And I just appreciate that you're, you know, we need the young to be supporting Trump, and that's why I asked you to join the show, because it's just great, the effort, what you're doing for Mr. Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Houston, you know, is a very, it's probably one of the most diverse cities in the United States, and especially the area that I'm from. I mean, being in high school, you see all, you know, sorts of people, and, you know, most of them are not really educated on politics and don't want to get involved, don't want to pick a side or anything, just because they don't find it interesting. And, you know, a lot of the people that I do talk to, they're just all behind Bernie Sanders, you know, free college and health care and free this and free that. Just, you know, they think it's a great idea. And, yeah, it may sound great, but in reality, what they don't understand is, you know, Sanders would be just taxing ridiculous amounts. And so we'd be paying for, I mean, it's like you'd be paying for it whether you go to college or not. You'd be paying for someone else. Yeah. And economically, his plans, you know, would never work, and that's what they don't understand.
Yeah, he wants to go back to the FDR 90% tax rates, kind of stifles the economy.
Well, it's, I mean, and it's just, it's there's nothing for free in this world, and people hear this stuff. Oh yeah, we're going to get free education. We're going to get free health care. There's no such thing as free. Somebody's paying for it. It's coming off somebody's back.
Exactly. And that's what I tell students. You know, I'm like, just being involved with Students for Trump and, you know, overseeing this whole region, you know, my job is to get students, you know, to start chapters in kind of different suburbs around the Houston area. And then they're in charge of getting students involved and, you know, hosting watch parties and phone banking events and block walking and all that. But the biggest thing I try to tell people is that Donald Trump, you know, he's a multi-billionaire. He's 69 years old. He doesn't need to be doing this, but he's running for president because he loves his country and loves the people in it and wants to work hard to make the country great again. And that's what people don't understand, but, I mean, that's what he's doing. He's not doing this because he needs to. He's doing it because he loves his country.
Yep.
Yeah. Amen. And let me give this simple analogy that you can use for people that want to believe that socialism and Bernie Sanders is the answer. You give this simple analogy, and I started it a long time ago. It's in my trailer for my next venture and wanting to be, I wouldn't call it a motivational speaker, but simply getting people motivated to make a difference and getting people involved again. And I started giving this analogy when I met an 18-year-old that said to me he didn't believe the government affected him at all. And he said, I just work. And I go home at night with my girlfriend. I eat pizza. I drink beer. We watch a little TV. He said, all is good. So I don't need to pay attention to politics. And I said, okay. I said, but when you get your paycheck on Friday, say it's $100 after taxes. Put 30 in your pocket, take 70, go next door to your neighbor, knock on the door. When the door opens, there's a whole room full of them eating pizza, drinking beer, smoking weed, watching porn. I mentioned porn because it costs money. Hand them the $70 and say, I have to go back to work now, so you all can sit around doing that, and I'll be back next Friday so you can continue to not work, but I'll go work. You give that analogy to someone like the gentleman inside of that gas station, it stops them and makes them think. It sure did to that 18-year-old roughneck that was installing a stereo in my pickup truck. And you know what? He called me back a couple days later. He listened to the Hello Kitty show, and he said, not only did you make me laugh, but you made me listen, and you made me start to pay attention. He said, because the things that you talked about
made me realize I don't think that this is the country that those would make want me to believe that I'm living in. I said, entitlement, baby. Now, let's start to switch gears, because last night in the election, I was nervous, guys, because of the previous debate. So much talk was that Donald Trump had stalled out in his popularity. He didn't have a great performance in the debate. You know, you've got Rubio. I think a 12-year-old kid can sound funnier than Rubio and the rest of the madness. But we had a huge win for Trump last night. Aaron, why don't you start out?
We had a huge win for Trump last night because the different states, like Michigan. Michigan is a state full of people that have been put through heck. They're unemployed. They see no economy turnaround through the great change that we're supposed to have. The real estate prices are through the floor. There's no jobs. But then we have Trump, who's actually going to try and work for us and try and turn it all around. And they're believing. Everybody's believing. That's why you see the change. Detroit and the whole economy of Michigan is going to change when Trump gets into office. If he can shut off the unfair trade balances that we have right now, you'll see these companies that have been moving away from the United States back in the United States reopening their companies here, because it'll be cheaper to do it here. But we need someone in office that's going to help make those changes, and he's the man.
Well, the thing that he gets berated so much about is him when Trump talks about making deals. Now, politicians aren't even from the business sector. Politicians, you know, Trump made a great point in the debate when he asked Rubio and Cruz which one of them had ever hired anybody. The thing is politicians, all they do is build bigger government, more regulation, taxation, more BS. And they just create a larger government. And they never, and the thing right now is, as Cruz is babbling on and on about the Constitution, we're not talking about fighting the Constitution, but the Constitution itself is not going to create what needs to happen in this country. And the company man that I was talking to earlier, you know, he stopped me because he said, ISIS is not the biggest threat right now. And when you look at the polling of what people are concerned about, the biggest concerns are jobs and economy. Because this country, if you look back to how long we've been in a recession, we were in a double-dip recession when I left Minneapolis. That's the whole reason I went to the oil field. And when people ask me here why I went there, and I explain to them, 6 years ago in Minneapolis, houses were in foreclosure. We were in our second, third, fourth layoff. People couldn't retire. People had lost their investments. It hasn't changed. It's only gotten worse. It's just that we haven't had someone that's coming forward, not only from the business sector, but a successful businessman that has run multiple empires, that can sit down and make a business deal. You want a business-savvy salesperson with big kahunas negotiating with these people. Trump could be right. We don't know how to negotiate. We don't know how to make deals. All we have is really stupid, and not only really stupid, but really corrupt people that have taken it to such a level now, they're in complete panic mode. They're looking more ridiculous than I've ever seen any of them, even in the most scandalous, ridiculous situations. I mean, it's actually comical to watch their behavior at this point.
And that's like what Trump says. You know, he says we don't win as a country anymore because we're sending all of our jobs, you know, to China, Japan, Mexico. I mean, you name it. Every country, you know, they're beating us in trade. And that's the thing. Like, we can't expect our country to do well if we don't have jobs here on our own soil. And
but you're not going to get the jobs here unless you can get fair trade agreements, which stop the trade imbalance that we're all going through right now. The trade imbalance is killing this country. If we don't have a man strong enough to even that out, to get fair trade agreements, where it's never going to turn around and get those companies and those jobs back here.
And like all these other countries, like China and Japan, they send their cars over here, like Lexus, Toyota, you know, all those foreign car companies, and we don't charge really anything for them to be sent into our country. But when they really won't even let us send our cars over there, whatever product it may be. And if we do, they charge us an extremely high tariff, and that just makes it impossible for us to do business with them.
Yeah, you know, I was watching Kasich this afternoon on Greta, and they asked him about trade, and he said, "Oh, I think NAFTA's just fine. It seems to be working just fine." And about threw a brick through the TV. So even guys that are in the business of politics don't understand what's going on. You have to be in the business of making jobs and a living in this country, because NAFTA is not a good thing for America. I think it's $58 billion losses to Mexico and about $130 billion to Canada, and then it's like $500 billion to China. We're building their economies while ours get destroyed here. You know,
isn't it crazy that we have bridges
and buildings and highways and train systems everywhere else in the world, but we sit here with crumbling infrastructure because we don't take care of America.
And we let their workers come over here, and they're working and shipping the money back overseas or back over to Mexico. And so we have an unfair trade agreement going that way. Our companies are over there building the parts for our cars, and their laborers are over here working in this country, shipping the money back to their country. It's an unworkable situation, and we're not doing anything to stop it. The only person who has a plan is Trump.
Yep. And he's a businessman, and he's had to fight the fight. You know, I'm in the oil business, and I fight probably a tougher fight than anybody because of the rules and regulations, fees and fines, and the climate changes, and EPA and everything else that comes after us. It's really not fair because the rest of the world doesn't have the same structures against as we do here.
Let me share two conversations from my travels today. I was with a good old boy earlier today, and we were talking, and I was asking him what he wanted me to talk about on the show tonight. And one point that he made was when Trump gets asked about where this money is going to come for all these different things that he's going to do, if people would understand what would happen when jobs came back here, the tax base that would grow. Remember, that's the whole reason we pay taxes. And it's not supposed to be to support the trillion people that are unemployed and living on the system and hooked up. I mean, they're so hooked up to the entitlement system. But, and Eric, you and I, we've always talked about financial responsibility. I mean, Trump would not be afraid to cut wasteful programs to actually get close to balancing the budget, which he has talked about.
Yep. Hey, back on the oil for just a second. You know, Reagan, when he's president, kept our oil prices significantly low, which basically shut down 4,800 rigs in this country and built the imports up to $800 billion a year in the last Bush's term. You know, if we had that $800 billion working for us in this country, we'd have had a boom like nobody had ever seen in the energy business. But that's what happens when governments get involved with business and pick favorites, and that's kind of what happened to us in the energy business.
Trump talks about energy independence. And when we're talking about these businesses, I want to address this other thing about Trump and being a businessman and his empire. So then I was talking to the good old boy's accountant, and you hear this all the time about Mr. Trump. Oh, he's got all these failed businesses. He's been bankrupt all these times. You know, that's what makes me nervous. Well, I'm gonna say this. For somebody that has not run their own business, I'm sure that would make them nervous. For someone that's maybe run only one business. But first of all, I've run my own business. I've run several businesses. I got into trouble with my cleaning business in the oil field. Now, people might look at it from the outside and think that I didn't make very good decisions, but unless you know what really happened, unless you're there and you understand all of the details, the other thing is, you have that many empires, not surprising that a couple of them get into trouble. You know, the Trump University, I don't know if this is fact check, but I had heard that their A rating had been sent in to the Fox debate that night. But the thing is anybody can say anything about anybody. But when you look at Donald Trump and his family, you know, I saw an interview back in the 80s when he was on Oprah talking about his conservative values. I mean, Josh, you're absolutely right, and I believe this from day one. You know, he is running because he cares about this country. I believe in all my heart that at one point, Mr. Trump sat back and watched what all these jokers, all these criminals, everything that was happening. And he's got family, he's got grandbabies, and he sat there and he said, you know, if all of these jackasses are going to continue to do this and purposely destroy this country, I couldn't lay my head down if I didn't throw my hat in the ring and try and stop it, because I've got the kahunas, I've got the smarts, I know how to make deals, and I know how to stand up to these leaders and get them to back down so that we can make America great again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way most people see it. That's why we have so many angry voters right now going in Trump's direction. They're looking and saying, I'm so disappointed in the established GOP and the Democrats that, you know what, I'm going to vote for Trump. He's promising change, and this is the change that we need. We need somebody with cojones to stand up for us.
And that's the thing. We need a business mindset in the White House, and that's exactly what Trump has, because he has built, you know, countless successful companies. And of course, there's been a few failures, but success always, you know, triumphs over failures. And
absolutely,
that's the thing. Like, we need someone who, for example, like his campaign, he has spent the least, and look where he's at. That's mm-hmm. the kind of mindset we need with our country. We need someone who knows how to spend less but make our country more.
Yeah,
because you know, the debt right now is over $19 trillion, and it's just going up like crazy.
On the Republican side, that's really done that in this country, you have to go clear back to Calvin Coolidge, who was a businessman and a concerned citizen, and he just destroyed the federal government in his two terms. Gave all the power back to the states. The Roaring Twenties occurred, and he just absolutely didn't want United Nations type stuff going on. He was proud of America and thought we should be proud of America. But we haven't seen that since Calvin Coolidge, and that was in the early 1900s. We need a good, solid leader that's concerned about America and proud for America.
Yeah,
here's the other point that I want to make that I hear from people. They say, you know, I get too nervous. He's such a wild card. He's got that mouth on him. He's got that temperament. And, you know, the thing is, all of these media people, all these politicians, they've been living in their glass hut for how long? When do you think they ever sat down at a VFW and had a Miller Lite with a blue-collar good old boy and could relate? See, they don't know how to relate. They are so out of touch. And the thing mm-hmm. about Trump is speaking for us and like us and says a lot of things that we wouldn't mind if somebody came flat out and criticized. I mean, do we not in our everyday? I mean, it's not necessarily judgmental, but even call an ass when one's being one. I mean, it's called calling a spade a spade.
And he's afraid of not being politically correct.
Yes, yes,
exactly.
He's totally unpolitically correct, but he says the truth. Everything he says is true as he believes it, as he sees it at that time. He's not a politician. He's not here to freaking put the words all pretty and make them the way the other politicians want to hear it. He's saying it like the American people would listen to it, the truth.
And he's not being bought out by donors and special interests and, you know, all those groups that are, you know, funding Ted Cruz and Rubio and getting them paying them to say things and do things, you know, that they want to hear and that they want them to do.
Absolutely.
Trump is in this himself, self-funding, and like I say, you know, he's in it for the good of the country.
Yep. That's what Bella was saying. He's not owned. Nobody owns him. That's
exactly
why he can say things that other people won't say, because no one owns him.
I want to talk about the battle ahead, because we've got Big Super Tuesday coming up next week. It's going to be a great night. I want to hear what you guys all think, and I'm going to take a quick little break because I want to read. I want to get through a couple of these ads because these are really great people. And seriously, if you do know a veteran that would like his business supported, this is a great organization. It's TrustVets.com, and it's Joe Johnson. So when you go to TrustVets.com, you can search by category. It's throughout the U.S. It's a tremendous organization. He started with just a few companies. He's built to over 60. I personally sponsor these guys because I've gotten to know them. I've gotten to meet them. One of them is doing my taxes. One of them is doing my has done some work on my website. One of them is a recruiter that has looked for some sales positions for me. But TrustVets, Joe Johnson, a tremendous organization. You give a vet some money, that's one thing, but getting back to work gives them back a life and a purpose. You can also reach Joe at 612-799-7209. And then John Henke, who is Lock Lead International. John is a tremendous man, served our country. He has opened up his office to be the new home and studio for the Bella D'Angelo Show. He places only veterans. The only reason I'm not in his office today, he landed a big deal today with a organization here in Minneapolis to get vets working in their organization. If you know a veteran or yourself, you're looking for work, call John up. Great guy, 763-355-5789. North Star Insurance, you know, when I moved from North Dakota to Minneapolis, I had to change my insurance around. And I got lucky, honestly. I Googled insurance companies in my area, and the first person that I got a hold of was Aaron Fatilla, North Star Insurance. His number is 952-856-6074. He had me come in his office, and you guys know me, and those that if you haven't met me yet, everybody hears about the Bella D'Angelo Show. And before we even got into talking about my insurance, of course, I'm ranting and raving, and so is he. And then all of a sudden, he looked at me and he said, "Man, you got my blood pressure up." I said, "Yeah, you're not the first that I've heard that today." But he gave me great service, saved me money on my auto insurance. He's a good old boy and loves to rant. So give Aaron some business. Tell him I sent you at 952-856-6074. And Polar Builders. So real quick, Polar Builders was the first job that I got when I got here. And this is true. They wanted me to get up on the roof, guys, and I was terrified to make that last step, you know, from the last ring of the ladder to get up on your roof to inspect it. We repair roofs and siding and windows after hail damage. And one day he was determined to get me up there. And Eric, you got the text when he realized that if you wanted me to do something that I was a little afraid of, just asking about the oil field, and before you know it, I was up on the very top of the roof, laughing and dancing, as I call it, roof dancing. It's because I was telling him stories of the oil field. But Polar Builders, great bunch of guys, GAF and Timberline certified for roofing, siding, and windows, 952-895-8100. Man, we're almost running out of time. I think we will be ready for 2 hours before very long. But, this is just really exciting times. I don't care where you are or where you're going, the greatest thing you could do is be Bella. I know, Eric, your brother is laughing right now because When I told him to be me, he wanted to know if I was sending a dress for him to run around in some pink lip-gloss. But what I'm talking about, when you go out, listen, the reason Trump has the support that he does is because people like Eric, people like myself, people like Josh, people like Aaron, all of us that got fed up one day and decided to do something to get involved because we all realized that we had a far-reaching criminal government establishment that had turned into one big fat country club and that we were going to be indentured slaves to the system if we didn't get out and at least do something. The first revolution, there was only 3%. Well, this is a revolution. And If we are going to get the job done ahead, which is stopping that water buffalo, he/she nasty killery from getting in November, we have to get people to vote. We have to get people involved. We have to get people supporting Donald J. Trump. So when I say DME, I mean when you go out tomorrow, you talk to every single person that you encounter. Be fearless, because if we are not fearless and relentless in our pursuit, we stand to lose so much, and all we have to do is look across the pond to see what, well, we have to make America great, because we're not great anymore, but we can, because we finally have someone. As we know, he's not bought. He is self-funded, and he is doing this because he believes and wants to make America great. Going into the next week, what are you guys' predictions? What do you think is, we've got Florida and Ohio.
Ohio's going Trump, no doubt.
Yeah, if Trump wins Ohio and Florida, I'm almost positive we can say bye to Rubio and Kasich. Because if they can't win their own states, they can't win.
Yep. And I think there's a good chance he's certainly going to take Florida because of the makeup of Florida down there. There's a lot of good conservatives that don't like Rubio. But, if you know more about Kasich than most people, which I've researched him quite a bit because he came to our state and tried to tell us Medicaid was a good thing and social programs, how great he's doing with all that in his state. But if you research what he's doing over there, he doesn't have that big of support. He'll tell you he does because he has to. So I think there's a good chance that Trump will surprise him there, too.
Yeah, 100% sure. What do you guys think about us losing our wonderful entertainers like Whoopi Goldberg, Rosie O'Donnell, Al Sharpton? I mean, what do you think of that horrible loss we're about to face? They're all going to leave the United States when Trump wins.
I think that'll be the best thing that'll happen.
Economic hit initially, but after that, we won't miss them.
Yeah, I think we all agree on that. That's going to be a horrible loss, but I think we can stand it. I think it'll be all right.
Mr. Trudeau would probably like him up there. He could merge him in with the Syrian refugees he's got.
I think he would fit right in, don't you?
Yeah, they could rule him.
And Bella, do you mind if I say some things about Students for Trump?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, so here in Texas, we have a team, and, we're in the Houston area, Dallas area, Austin, really all over at kind of universities, but me and my state director, John McGrath, we work with getting students involved, starting chapters. And then once we get those starting, we try to get students engaged and get them involved, in the campaign process. Like I said, doing phone banking and putting out signs, really whatever it takes. And we're doing this all over the United States. Andrew Nixon is our national director. He's out of North Carolina. And, he and the national chairman team are leading this organization, that's now in 25 states. And, we have over, probably I'd almost say up to 70 chapters nationwide. And so, students, are starting to see the light, as I say, and, wanting to get involved. And because like I tell them, this is our future. And if someone gets elected, that you don't like, you can't complain about it because you didn't get involved, Yeah. When the time came
Josh, what's the link that they should go to on the internet or the phone number they should call to get involved?
The website is www.students and then the number 4trump.com. Anyone can go on there, and students can go on and join and want to get involved. And we're also big on social media. Our Twitter page is @TrumpStudents, and then the Houston one is actually just Houston and the number 4Trump, so they can message me on there, if they're in the Houston area. And, we have Texas pages and, really one for each state. So we're really based through social media because that's the biggest thing, that we're using to get students engaged because, in my generation, that's pretty much everyone has, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it may be, Facebook. And that's just really the main way, we're trying to reach students is through social media.
Excellent.
That's awesome. And and we're glad you're part of the team and hope you can be on as often as possible. We've only got about 6 minutes left. I just want to wrap up. I want to give a shout out to, because I was given a tremendous honor, and this is another great organization that of good old boys that has welcomed me. And shortly being here in my sales job, I met a gentleman by the name of Brian McKenzie, who is one of the chair people with the St. Paul Men's Club. After meeting with me after a couple of minutes, and I was explaining the Bella D'Angelo show and that I'm looking for advertising and sponsorship, I'm also in process of trying to finish the filming of my documentary, which trailer is on my Facebook page, which is, my Facebook page is Bella D'Angelo with the American flag for the profile picture. He asked me to speak at his men's club. This is my first speaking engagement. I'd never done it before. I didn't script it. I didn't have a teleprompter. I just simply stood up and told my story. And a great bunch of guys. Since then, they have connected me to so many people. And what it inspired me to do is I want to go around and entertain people, get people laughing, getting them forgetting some of the troubles and the madness and the insanity, but then paying attention and listening. And my goal would be to go nationally because, you know what, there's a lot of really, really great people in this country that just need to be heard and they need to be invigorated and enthused again. You know, when I listened to Trump, it was a couple of Saturdays ago when he was giving a speech, and I said to myself, you know how long it's been since I've had the TV turned on and I listened to someone that sounded like a leader? He's not in office yet, but that's what this country needs. That's what everybody across the pond is looking to us, because they are concerned if we lose it here, where are we going to go and who are they going to lean on? So as we go out about our day, we need to talk to people, walk, talk, think differently, get people listening, paying attention, waking up, and fighting for this country. Josh, thank you again for tonight. Aaron, it's been a great night. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to support Josh. And Josh, give your link again really quick.
Yeah, it's www.student4trump.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Josh. We're going to support you all that we can and have you on the show as much as possible. Get the word out. Aaron, you, I started paying attention because you were liking a lot of the comments that I was putting on my Facebook page. And when we finally talked, I was in a position of really trying to find some additional help, because as we get to Eric next, Eric and I have been dragging this show along through the ups and downs. I tell you what, if you ask me how many times I've been discouraged, how many times I felt like I didn't know if I could get it going, if I could get it back up on its feet, back into the old format that it was in, that's why I just appreciate you coming forward and being a great friend. And you recognize right off the bat, the old show is what we need to get it back to.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your participation.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. And I think you're back on the old format, and this is what's going to get the show to go.
Thank you, Eric Olson. So we're going to wrap out. Okay. Good night. God bless America, and ciao for now.